Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hippi. During the pandemic, we continue this show in a slightly different form. As many of you find yourselves spending more time at home, we do follow suit, stay a bit more domestic and delve into the world of great recipes. This week, we hear from the British chef and restaurateur Stevie Paul.
Hi, I'm Stevie Paul. I have a few restaurants around London, a couple of pasta restaurants called Pastayo, a pop-up called Joy in West London. And I wanted to tell you how to make spaghetti with clams. This is my favorite thing to eat, I think. It's also my kids' favorite thing to eat. And most of the people you cook it for think you're really some kind of genius when you make it. And yet, it's incredibly simple. Clams, or vongole, obviously, as they call them in Italy, have unbelievable flavor. The juice that comes out of a clam is just tastes out of this world. Very easy to make. You need spaghetti. It doesn't need to be a fresh pasta. You can use a dried pasta. You know, the sort of standard supermarket blue and yellow packet brand is fine. It really is fine. But if you see a slower dried pasta that takes a longer amount of time to cook, I always think that's a good thing to look at, actually, how long it takes to cook. If on the packet it says your spaghetti takes like 14 minutes or something like that instead of 10 or 11, it's a nice big spaghetti with a nice hard wheat and it takes a long time to cook, but it's going to be chewy and delicious. Anyway, you need spaghetti, you need garlic, parsley, dried chili, white wine, and you need clams. And really, a person can eat a lot of clams, but equally, if you make pasta with clams with like 10 clams a person, then that is absolutely delicious. And the juice that they create makes the most wonderful sauce for your pasta. So first of all, you've got to have everything ready for this dish because once you're making it, you've got to move kind of fast. So let's say we're going to do it for two people. You need a couple of hundred grams of spaghetti. You need a big pan full of nice salted water, as salty as the sea, boiling rapidly. You need to finely chop two cloves of garlic. Take your time when you're doing this. Try and chop it evenly and small. And you need a handful of parsley, flat leaf parsley, leaves picked from the stalks. Again, chopped up small. When I'm chopping parsley, what I do is I kind of scrunch it up into a ball and then I get a big sharp knife and sort of slice through that scrunched up ball of parsley as finely as I can. And then go through it again once I've done that and chop it more so it's really fine. And then you need your clams, anything from 10 to 30 a person. They come in lots of different sizes. The kind of normal palod clams that we get in this country are really good. I tend to choose the smaller ones just because the big ones can be a little bit chewy and that can be not very nice. And what I do is I wash the clams under running water just to make sure that they're not gritty. And I sort of swoosh them around. And then if they open while you're washing them, then you can throw those ones away. And sometimes they fall open and there's like only sand in them. And those ones obviously you get rid of, but they should just be tightly shut. And you should put them under running water and swoosh them around in a sink or a bucket or something for a few minutes just to get them nice and clean. Because it's a bit disappointing when you're eating your clams and you get a bit of sand. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It won't make you sick. It's just who wants to eat sand? So you've got your big pan of water boiling. You've got your garlic chopped, your parsley chopped. You've got some dried chili, like crushed dried chili. No specific one, just, you know, you don't want it to be crazy hot. So if it's a kind of mild crushed dried chili, you probably want a quarter teaspoon or something like that. And you've got your clams washed. And then you need a wide pan with a lid. If you have a big frying pan, and a lid that fits on that frying pan. I know most frying pans don't have lids, but sometimes you can use another one or use a plate or something. That's ideal, because what you're going to do is you're going to steam the clams. And if you have them all piled on top of each other, they will open, but the juice from the clams and the wine, which I didn't mention, you need a couple of glasses of white wine, just dry white wine, needs to reduce. So if you've got them all piled up in a small pan, then that juice won't reduce, that wine and clam juice and olive oil, and you won't create the right kind of emulsion for your pasta. So it's a funny recipe, this, because there's hardly any ingredients. There's nothing really technical you've got to do, but you've just got to pay attention to the details, and then you can make something that is just unbelievably good. So your big pan of water is boiling. Your wide pan is now, you're going to put it on the heat and get it hot. And you put the pasta in first. So this recipe, once you've got that stuff prepared, it takes less time than it takes to cook pasta. So you can drop the spaghetti into the boiling water. You've got your hot pan on. You put some olive oil in the pan and add the chopped garlic. And then just when that garlic has been in there just a few seconds, it's a good glug of olive oil, by the way. Don't be shy. It's a few tablespoons. And then you put the garlic in. And just when it starts to frizzle, before it's cooked too much or anything, you put in the little pinch of dried chili, and then you add the clams in straight away. What I normally then do is kind of toss them around so that they get coated in this garlicky chili olive oil thing. And then once clams get hot, then they start to open. And then I put in the white wine, a big glass, sort of 200 mils, something like that. And then put the lid on straight away. And that should be all spluttering around and steaming. Your pasta's probably been boiling at this point for like 3 minutes. And remember, it takes 10 or 12 or something, depending on the brand of pasta. So your pasta's boiling, your clams are steaming, your parsley's already chopped, and you just wait a second. You know, it's all fast, but you just got to wait now. You can drink a bit of your white wine. And then when your pasta is sort of 3/4 cooked, your clams are probably open. So you can take the lid off the clam pan and then drain your pasta, even though it's not quite ready. Look in your clam pan. It should be nice and juicy, but when you're cooking this kind of thing, you've just got to pay attention because, you know, if you've got a massive pan and it was really, really hot, then your wine might have completely reduced down by now. But if it's a smaller pan, then it may not have reduced enough yet. You want it to be a good layer of juice, but you don't want it to be watery. And as it reduces, what happens is the olive oil emulsifies in that mixture. And then you take the pasta, you've drained it, or you've just pulled it out of the pan with a pair of tongs or something. And even though it's not quite cooked, you drop it into the clam pan. And if there's enough liquid that it all looks juicy and steamy and good already, that's fine. Otherwise, put in a little bit of pasta water and then put the lid back on so that the pasta is cooking in the clam pan. Quite important, that. And then the pasta will absorb that flavor more and be really very delicious, which is the whole point. So you let the pasta cook in the clam pan for a couple of minutes and then have a look and just give it a toss around, just gently, because you don't want all the clams to fall out of the shell. And you just toss it around and you mix it and you look at it and you make sure that that delicious winey garlic chili juice is just coating the pasta nicely. So you want it to be juicy, wetter than a normal pasta dish, but not soupy at all. If it is, then you just let it reduce a bit more with the lid off. And if it's not, then you can add a little bit of pasta water if you've still got it. And then put in your chopped parsley and give that another gentle mix. Just have a look at it, check it, maybe taste it. It's really unlikely to need any salt because you season that pasta water really well and clams are salty themselves. But depending on what white wine you used and what kind of level of acidity that's got, you might want to give it a squeeze of lemon. But other than that, it's ready. And you can just put it on your plates, eat it, be very pleased with yourselves. It's a great dish to have if you've got clams, which, yeah, you can't buy them in the supermarket, but you can buy them in any fishmonger. Equally, you can cook mussels in exactly the same way, which are also delicious. So give it a go.
Thanks to Stevie Paul for the recipe. Stevie and British top designer Tom Dixon have launched a summer pop-up restaurant, Flora, in West London. It's definitely worth checking out if you're around. For more from the hospitality sector, stay tuned to Monocle 24. You can also subscribe to our magazine and sign up to our email newsletter, The Monocle Minute. Head to monocle.com for more info. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.